Parshas Vayigash Shvi'i Perik Mem Zayin Pasigit Aleph. Vayoshev Yosef Es Achav Aviv Es Achiv Vayitin Lehem Achuzav Eretz Mitzrayim B'meitav Haaretz. And Yosef sold his father and his brothers, and he gave them the holding in the land of Egypt and the best of the land, Eretz Ramses Kasher Tziva Paro, the land of Ramses, as Paro commanded. Rashi comments, Ramses Meretz Goshen, it's in the land, it's of the land of Goshen. Pasigit Beis Yosef supported his father and his brothers, basically, and the entire household bred according to the children. According to the needs of all the people in the house. There's no bread in the entire land because it was a very strong famine. The land of Egypt and the land of Canaan became weary because of the hunger. Rashi comments, "V'lachem ein and b'chol ha'aretz." Chozul inin harishon. We're returning to the original topic. L'tchilas shnei harav, to the beginning of the years of hunger. Batela kama v'tila, which means become weary. Lashon ayefus, which means to become tired. Ketagumo v'domolo kims halela hayore chitzin, like one who's weary, like one who wearies of shooting flaming arrows. Pasuk Dalad, Vayelaket Yosef es kol hakesef hanimtza be'eretz Mitzrayim. Yosef collected all the silver that's in the land of Egypt, u'be'eretz Canaan, and in the land of Canaan. Hashever hashahim shorim, through the purchasing which they purchased. Vayave Yosef es hakesef beis haparo, and Yosef brought the silver to the house of Paro. Vash kamitz nosim lo es hakesef, for the purchase, meaning they would give him money as a purchase. Pasuk as vav, vaytom Yosef mikol eretz Mitzrayim me'eretz Canaan, and when the money vaytom v'kesef me'eretz Mitzrayim me'eretz Canaan, and all the silver was finished in the land of Mitzrayim and the land of Canaan, vayavo kol Mitzrayim el Yosef lemor, and the entire Egypt came to Mitzrayim to Yosef saying, havel and alechem give us bread of lama namus and egdecha. Why should we die before you? Face kesef, because we don't have any money. Rash comes face kedagum moshlim, which means it's been exhausted, used up. Pasuk design vayomer Yosef havu. Yosef said, bring your livestock and I'll provide you in return in Memphis Kesef if you don't have any money left. Pasuk Zion, very view as Miknehem, El Yosef, they brought their livestock to Yosef, Vatin Lehem Yosef, Lacham Basusim, Uva Mikne Hatson, Uva Mikne Bakar. And Yosef gave them bread in return for the horses, for the flocks of sheep, and the herds of cattle, Uva Chamarim, for the donkeys. Vaina Halim, Hapalachem, Bachom Miknehem, Bashanahi, and he managed them with bread for all their livestock during that year. Rashi comments, "Vayin Alim, Kamo Vayin Hagim." He conducted them. V'domer lo Eim Nahala. There's no leader to her. Almi Minochos Nahalini. The word Nahal means to lead. Pasuk Ches Vatitom Hashanahi. And that year was finished. V'yavo Yelo Bashanah Shinish. And they came to the second year. V'yomer lo, and they said to him, "Lo Nechar Mi'Adoni. We will not keep a secret from my lord." All the money and all the cattle has been finished to our master. The only thing that's left for us is our bodies and our land. Rashi comments, Bashana Shenis, Shnei Nisla Shnei Harav, the second year of the famine. But that the money and the herd have been exhausted, ubach kol el yedei adoni, and everything has come to the possession of my lord. Bilti es kiviyaseinu kimo im lo kiviyaseinu, meaning except for. Pasuk Yutes, lama numusle nachal, why should we die before you? Gam anachlu, gam anusinu, us and our land. Kene osanu, us and masinu, acquire us and our land. Balachem in exchange for bread. Vini anachlu, bad masinu, abadim leparo, and we will, and our land will be serfs to paro. The same. Zera avinichia, and give us feed, grain or seeds to, and we'll live. Vlad Muslim, we won't die, but the melo to shame, and the land will not become desolate. Rashi comments for saying Zera, the Zera Adama to see the ground. Vaf Pisha Amar Yosef, Vod Chameshanim, Asher Ein Macher Shakatzer, even though Yosef said 5 years, an additional 5 years, there won't be any plowing or harvesting. Kimich by Yaakov Mitzrayim, once Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, Bab Brachel Ranglov, the Brachel came, Vishilu Lizra, and they began to sow, the Chala Harav, and the hunger ended. That's what it says in the Tosefta. Lo Tishim, Tishom, Lo Seisham, Lo Tishmama, should not be desolate, Lo Savor, as the target one says, it should not be uncultivated, Lashem Sadi Borsh, in a Charush, which is not plowed. Pasuk Chaf, Vayiken Yosef, Askolad mas Mitzrayim the Paro, and Yosef acquired all the land of Egypt for Paro. Ki machur Mitzrayim ish sadeo ki chazak aleim arav, because everyone sold their field because of the intense famine. Vati arts le Paro, and the land belonged to Paro. Rash kamis kenilo owned by him. Pasuk chavav. Ve'as ha'am ha'avir osal le'arim, and the nation he transferred into cities. Mikseh gevul Mitzrayim ad k'tzeh, from one end to the other end. Rashi comments, Ve'as ha'am ha'avir Yosef transferred me'ir le'ir from city to city. The Zikaron, as a reminder, she'ilam or chelik ba'aretz, they don't have any more portions in the land. The Hoshevas shall irzu b'chaverta, and they settled the residents of one city into another city. Lozach hakasav luchlozos elo diachas shvachol shal Yosef shneskav in the haser charpa me'alachiv shali yukaron osam golim. The reason is Yosef is doing this is that the Egyptians shouldn't call the brothers of Yosef in exiles, because the Egyptians too were in exile. They were moved around. Mikseg vol Mitzrayim. That's what he did to all the cities. Asher b'machos Mitzrayim, mikseg vula b'kseg vula, from end of the border, one border of Egypt to the other border of Egypt. Pasuk habez rak ad mas kohanim lo kanav. He didn't acquire the land of the priests. Kichok kohanim meiz paro. It's a stipend for the priests from Paro. V'achlu as chukam asher nasal lehem Paro, and they ate of their stipend that Paro gave to them. Okay, lo machru asad masam. That's why they didn't have to sell their land. Rashi comments, HaKohanim HaKarmim, the clergyman. Koloshin Kohen, Nesharis Lelehusu. The word Kohen means a serving a deity. V'chein be'osin shahi loshin gedula. And also, except for those when it denotes prominence. Kimo Kohen, Mijon, Kohen, Own. Chok LaKohanim. Chok Kach V'Kach Lechem. A stipend of this amount of bread, layom per day. Pasuk of Gimel, Bayomer Yosef, Alam Yosef said to the nation, Hein Kenisi Eschem Ayom Esan Maschem LaParo. Look, I've acquired you this day in your land for Paro. He lachem zera v'zarachem temes adama. Here's seed and see the land. Rashi comments, hey, kamo hina, that means like here. Kamo gameni hei darkecha, darkech berosh nisati. The word hey means here. Pasuk chavdalad, v'haya b'tovos nisatim chamishis l'paro. And it'll be when you have the ingatherings, you'll give a fifth of the grain, you'll have a fifth given to Paro. V'haba hayodos, and four-fifths, you lachem lazara hasadan should be for you for field the plant of the field. For feeding yourself and your household and to feed your young ones. Rashi comments lazara hasadan should be chalshon of every year. To feed the slaves and enslaved women in your house. Latabachem bottom of town even the small children. Pasuk of hey by Amir Hachi son and he said you have saved us. May we find favor in your eyes, my Lord, and we will be servants to Paro. Rashi comments, Nimsachin la'asos lanu zos, to do this for us. Kimosha Marta, as you said, Vayinu avadim l'paro, lahalos alo mas hazeh b'chol shana, to pay him this tribute every year. Pasuk habav, Vayasim oso Yosef l'chok, and Yosef imposed this as a statute, Ad alayim hazeh, until this day, Ad mas mitzayim, over the land of Egypt, l'paro l'chomesh, Paro gets a fifth. Rakat masa konim l'vadam lo hayal l'paro, except for the priest's portion, it does not go to Paro. Rashi comments, l'chok, shlo yavor, it should not be repealed. Pasuk of Zayin Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim Beretz Goshen, and Yosef Yisrael settled in the land of Egypt and the land of Goshen. Vayechasu ba vayfru vayibru ma'od, and they took it as a holding, and they were fruitful and multiplied greatly. Rashi comments, Vayeshev Yisrael Vayechan, where did he settle? Beretz Goshen, Shem Beretz Mitzrayim, the land of Goshen, which is in Egypt. Vayechasu ba kanu bat menachlos vasu achuzos, they bought houses and estates and formed land holdings. Vayfru vayibru al asid, meaning referring to the future, and they became fruitful subsequently.